6:13 here on The Kill. Aaron Keck with you this afternoon. We are live and local this hour with local music, and we have live local music here in the studio. Teacup Gin joining us right now in our University Place home. Christy Benson, John Klonowski, Mike Shanowski, and Mike Reed. They are going to be playing at the Chapel Hill Farmers Market at University Place this Saturday as part of their second annual Brew Fest from 8 a.m. to noon with food, samples from a dozen local brewers, and, of course, live music from Teacup Gin. This conversation sponsored by the Chapel Hill Farmers Market at University Place. Guys, I'm so excited to have you here in the studio. The last song was awesome, so thank you so much.
All right.
Welcome. Woo-hoo. How are you?
Woo-hoo. Hey, did you know it's the 10-year anniversary of the Chapel Hill Farmers Market?
I did actually
know
that.
So we are not only celebrating that it's a 2 or 3 years of Brewfest.
Yeah.
And, I mean, beer, it's not just for breakfast anymore,
course,
right? Because
yeah.
this thing starts
Although
at 8
still
in the morning.
It is still for breakfast, yeah.
I recommend you start your breakfast with these stronger, more potent, like, extra protein,
yeah.
you know, brews.
That kind of bready beer to make it feel like you're eating, like, pancakes
exactly.
or something. Yeah.
And then, you know, it is the 10-year anniversary of the farmers market as a whole for 2018. So that's part of why we're like, I grew up in Chapel Hill and we're just super happy to support such a great cause.
Super cool. So tell us about Teacup Gin. First of all, the name Teacup Gin for people who don't know.
Let's let John Kay answer that one. That was his brainchild.
It was all you.
Yeah. So when we started this band, we were talking about doing a lot of music in the style of, you know, circa 1920, 1930s mm-hmm. during Prohibition. And the thought was, you know, during Prohibition, speakeasies would serve their liquor and teacups to hide it. And so the name Teacup Gin was just a reference back to that era.
That's
so
awesome.
A lot of the songs we write most of our music, but a lot of it's in that style of that era.
So when you formed, you were talking about doing music from like the 20s, 30s era. Was that like a conscious, this is the kind of music that we want to do? Or was that the kind of the background that you all came from in the first place?
No, that was what we wanted to do.
Okay.
And what we'd started was just doing a lot of covers, and then it was actually Christy who said, hey, we should start writing music like this. And we all sat down and said, yeah, we could do this. So we just started putting things together.
But when we started writing our originals, that's when the Teacup Gin reference took on a, you can't judge a book by its cover. You know, because if you're going to go into a
yes.
speakeasy and drink some bathtub gin, it might be like cough it up, like horrible gasoline, or it might be like the smoothest, most amazing thing
right,
you've ever had,
right.
kind of like that Conniption gin or the Topo gin. And so, I don't know, I kind of feel like
I
it has...
like dropped in the plugs for like two
I'm
awesome
saying,
local distilleries
gin
as
people.
Well.
We're gin people, and there's some great gin being distilled right here, like within the 20-mile radius.
Yeah, it's true. I was actually up in D.C. not that long ago for a completely different thing. We were going to see They Might Be Giants, actually, up at the 9:30 Club, which was super fun. But we, like, stumbled into this place called Gin World. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, you're
Gin
from Durham.
World.
Do you know Conniption? It's like, yes, we know Conniption.
How could we not? We
yeah.
have a Conniption over a Conniption.
So how long have you all been together?
Okay, so we're playing Carrboro Music Festival this, you know, at the end of September coming up.
Is it coming up that quick?
Can you believe
that?
Oh,
my God, okay.
And so that will be our official 6th-year anniversary.
Awesome. Very cool.
Together, so that's pretty, I mean, 6 years for a local, you know, regional, like, you know, I don't know. We're like, we feel like we're getting better with each passing year.
Nice. With the same lineup from start to finish?
No, actually, our newest member is Mike C., who's on the bass here. And, oh, my God, are we so happy he's with us here today, because he's bringing a whole new layer of everything that we do.
Awesome. Cool. So speaking with Teacup Gin, you want more information about Teacup Gin, you can find them online, teacupgin.com. Chapel Hill Farmers Market is where they're going to be playing. They're also going to be playing in Cary, right, on Friday, is that
yeah.
correct? Yeah.
So Friday night, we play at the Maiton Inn, and then we have to get up bright and early Saturday morning, because they start this beer thing at
yeah,
8
a.m. Like 8 a.m.
And when, you know, Claudia Sanders, I have to give a plug to Claudia, because she's the bomb. Like hooked us up with this thing, and Kate Underhill, the manager of the farmers market here, and they were like, oh my gosh, we need you guys to play. And so we're like, hey, where do we sign up? And then they said, it starts at 8 a.m. And we're like,
oh, did we say sign up?
So beer, it isn't just for breakfast anymore. And then they said, oh, no, the music doesn't start till 10. So
we're like, that's still pretty
early.
It's
like this build up to the music. So the beer drinking starts at 8, and by the time we start playing at 10, everybody will be like, you know, on their third beer by then.
All right, so let's hear another song. What are we going to hear next?
I guess we're going to do something old school for you.
All right.
So, you know, Billie Holiday, she wrote a lot of amazing stuff. And there's some Billie Holiday tunes that are so intense that I dare anyone to play them. But this one is one of our favorites because it has a farmer's market theme, believe it or not.
All right.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. It's just a song for all the people all the time, and that's what the farmer's market is all about. So this is dedicated to the folks who make the Chapel Hill Farmer's Market run. It's God Bless the Child.
Take it away.
Them that's not shall get, so the Bible says, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own. Well, the strong gets more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't seem to make the grade. Mama may have, Papa may have, God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. When you got money, you got a lot of friends, always crowding round your door. Money's gone, all the spending ends, they don't come round no more. Rich relations give crust of bread and such, you can help yourself, just don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. You got a lot of friends, when your money's gone and all your spending ends, they don't come round no more. Rich relations give crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, just don't take too much. Mama may have, and Papa may have. God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own. Oh, yeah. That's a little farmer's market tune.
Teacup Gin with God Bless the Child. We're going to take another quick break. Back with more of Teacup Gin talking Brewfest after this, 625 here on the Hill.